Hello world, my name is Ton Lee and I am your host. Every Friday, I send out a front-end coding challenge that can be solved with just one line of JavaScript code. Each episode will have problems for both aspiring junior and senior developers. And if you're the first to submit the correct solution using my hashtag, your username will be recorded in my scoreboard web app. Moreover, your winning streaks will be awarded and highlighted in my show. The following Friday, I go over the problems, solutions, and explanations. The topics I cover are modern JavaScript, CSS, and HTML to help you master web development, as well as data structures and algorithms to help you practice for technical interviews. If you want to become a coding ninja monk, come sharpen your coding chops. Last week, this one-liner front-end challenge was presented. In the HTML code, there is an input tag with an ID attribute of PW and a type attribute of password. There is also a button tag with an ID attribute of SB and a text content of submit level medium. When the user clicks the submit button, if the password contains a special character, change the outline color of the input to green. Otherwise, change it to red. Do this in only one line of JavaScript code. You may use regular expressions. Level extreme. Without using regular expressions, solve this problem in only one line of JavaScript code. After this short commercial break, I will go over the winners, solutions, and explanations. Please stay tuned. For level medium, the first person to submit a correct answer was a Twitter user with the handle of Pania Tao on Wednesday at 10:59 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. For level extreme, the first person to submit a correct answer was a YouTube user with a handle of Ketos on Wednesday at 11:48 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you're listening, you both get a coupon for 90% off of my upcoming front-end course at Udemy. Please check out my scoreboard web app located at scoreboard.siliconwatt.com for instructions on how to claim your prize. Great job, and thanks so much for participating. For level medium, the solution is
sb.onclick equal parentheses, fat arrow, pw dot style dot outline color equal / opening bracket !! @ # / $ %% / caret symbol, backslash, ampersand, star symbol, closing bracket, forward slash, dot test, open parentheses, PW dot value, close parentheses, question mark, opening quote, green, closing quote, colon, opening quote, red, closing quote.
Let's break this down the way the JavaScript engine executes it. First, let's analyze
SB dot unclick equal parentheses fat arrow.
SB is the ID of the submit button. In JavaScript, SB becomes a global variable that references the button element. As a DOM element, we can set the onClick attribute of the button by calling its onClick property. For this onClick variable to work as intended, it needs to be set to a function. This way, it can be called at a later time. In other words, it needs to be set to a callback function. Whenever the button is clicked by the user, the onClick event handler will execute this callback function. To write this callback function in only one line, we write it as an arrow function expression. Second, let's analyze
pw.style.outlineColor equal.
PW is the ID of the password input. Like SB, PW becomes a global JavaScript variable that references the input element. As a DOM element, we can get the style attribute of the input by calling its style property. This returns a JavaScript object with names and values that are rendered into inline CSS properties. The only thing to keep in mind is that CSS property names are hyphenated, but as JavaScript variable names, they become camel case. Here, we plan to set the outline color property to the correct color. So, what is the correct color? To find out, let's analyze the right side of the assignment operator.
Forward slash, opening bracket, exclamation mark, at symbol, pound symbol, backslash, dollar sign, percent sign, backslash, caret symbol, backslash, ampersand, star symbol, closing bracket, forward slash, dot test, open parentheses, PW dot value, close parentheses, question mark, opening quote, green, closing quote, colon, opening quote, red, closing quote.
The problem tells us to set the outline color to green if the password contains a special character. Otherwise, set it to red. To express this conditional statement in only one line, we use a ternary operator. How can we check the password for a special character? The simplest and easiest way is to take advantage of regular expressions. the regular expression,
opening bracket, exclamation mark, at symbol, pound symbol, backslash, dollar sign, percent sign, backslash, caret symbol, backslash, ampersand, star symbol, closing bracket.
We'll match the special characters associated with the numbers 1 through 8 on the keyboard. If you want to include more special characters, you can simply add them into this list. The only thing to keep in mind is that if the special character is a reserved character, you need to prefix it with a backslash. As a regular expression, this has a very convenient built-in test method where we can pass it the string we want to test. And the string we want to test is the password that was entered by the user, which we can get by calling the value property of PW. If this password passes the test, the method will return true. But if it fails the test, the method will return false. Per the ternary operation, this boolean will cause green to be returned if true and red if false. This completes the assignment operation. For level extreme, the solution is
sb.onclick equal parentheses fat arrow pw.style.outlinecolor equal pw.value.split open parentheses empty string close parentheses dot sum open parentheses password character fat arrow opening quote exclamation mark at symbol pound symbol dollar sign percent sign caret symbol ampersand star symbol closing quote dot split open parentheses empty string close parentheses dot sum open parentheses special character fat arrow password character triple equal special character double close parentheses question mark opening quote green closing quote colon opening quote red closing quote.
Let's also break this down the way JavaScript executes it. First, let's analyze
sb.onclick equal parentheses fat arrow pw.style.outlinecolor equal.
This part of the code is identical to the solution for level medium. Basically, the onclick handler of the submit button is set to an arrow function that will update the outline color of the password input. For a thorough and detailed explanation of this code, please rewind back to the previous solution. Finally, let's analyze the ternary operation.
pw.value.split, open parentheses, empty string, close parentheses, dot sum, open parentheses, password character, fat arrow, opening quote, exclamation mark, at symbol, pound symbol, dollar sign, percent sign, caret symbol, ampersand, star symbol, closing quote, dot split, open parentheses, empty string, close parentheses, dot sum, open parentheses, special character, fat arrow, password character, triple equal, special character, double close parentheses, question mark, opening quote, green, closing quote, colon, opening quote, red, closing quote.
In particular, let's analyze the conditional expression preceding the question mark, which is the only difference compared to the previous solution. Here, we are asked to implement another way to test for a special character that do not involve using regular expressions. Regular expressions are so simple and elegant sometimes that it's almost like cheating. So much so that it takes away most of the challenge of the algorithm. For this reason, most interviewers ban their use in order to really assess your critical thinking and coding skills. Without using regular expressions, how then can we test for a special character inside a string? Obviously, we would need to check each password character. And if that password character is a special character, the string would pass the test. To do this in code, we can loop through the password string and the special characters using a for of loop. However, this will require more than one line of code. To see this implementation, check out the link to my CodePen in the show notes. To loop through each password character in only one line, first we split up the string into an array of password characters. This way, we can take advantage of all the built-in array methods that loop through each password character. In code, it is
pw.value.split, open parentheses, empty string, close parentheses, dot sum, open parentheses.
As we have already discussed, pw.value returns the password as a string. And as a string, We can use its built-in split method and pass it an empty string in order for it to split up the password into an array of individual characters. Now, as an array, we can take advantage of the sum method, which tests whether at least one element passes the test implemented by the provided callback function. Here, we want the callback function to be
password character fat arrow opening quote exclamation mark at symbol pound symbol dollar sign percent sign caret symbol ampersand star symbol closing quote dot split open parentheses empty string close parentheses dot sum open parentheses special character fat arrow password character triple equal special character double close parentheses.
For each password character, we want the callback function to test if it's a special character. A clever trick to achieve this is to create a string of special characters. Then, like before, we can use the split method to split the string into an array of special characters. And like before, as an array, we can take advantage of the sum method again to test whether the password character matches at least one of the special character. This clever use of the sum method inside another sum method is equivalent to using a for of loop inside another for of loop in the alternate implementation. Therefore, both of which equate to a big O of quadratic time. This concludes the conditional expression in our ternary operation. Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you learned something new today. By the way, in the show notes, there are links to the code pen with all the problems and all the solutions, as well as a YouTube recording of this episode and a transcript on Medium. Remember to subscribe to my podcast and YouTube channel to be notified the instant I release the next episode. For this week, your one-liner front-end challenge is this. In the HTML code, there is a span tag with an ID attribute of countdown and a text content of number 10. For level easy, in only one line of JavaScript code, decrement the number in the text content. Your code should work for any default number in the text content. For level medium, in only one line of JavaScript code, decrement the number in the text content every 1 second. Finally, for level hard, in only one line of JavaScript code, decrement the number in the text content every 1 second. However, when the number reaches 0, stop. To submit your answer to this challenge, simply include the hashtag #OneLinerPodcast in your Twitter or Facebook posts. Or you can go to my school board web app located at schoolboard.siliconwatt.com. If you're the first person to submit a correct solution, I will give you a coupon for 90% off of my upcoming front-end course at Udemy. Again, don't forget to subscribe to my podcast and YouTube channel to be notified the instant I release the next problem. Lastly, if you can think of a great one-liner front-end challenge to recommend for this show, please call in and leave a voice message. Thanks so much.